Well, hi, everybody. The search for raindrops goes on, and the chances of seeing a shower at your house are getting a little better. Today, another hot and humid day with a high around 95 and the heat index near 100. Okay, that's standard so far. Lots of sunshine with some spotty afternoon and evening storms for some lucky communities. Many communities will get skipped, though. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, the number of showers and thunderstorms roaming around will go up. In other words, better odds of getting wet with a high in the mid-90s both days. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, back to closer to a normal summertime forecast with rain chances averaging 40% over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The search continues for a suspect in a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Authorities say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight Tuesday. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. Rescue crews responded to a vehicle that went into the Alabama River Tuesday. This happened in the 200 block of Eugene Street around 6:30 Tuesday morning. They were able to get the vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews are continuing to investigate the incident. And Montgomery Public Schools will have 179 new school buses on the road this year. School leaders inspected the school system's buses yesterday. The first day of school for MPS is August 6th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Chicken Salad Chick ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Chicken Salad Chick. Chicken Salad Chick. Spread joy. Enrich lives. Serve others. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Chicken Salad Chick and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Another deadly workplace shooting, this time at a Walmart.
Virginia's Legislative Black Caucus boycotted Trump's speech. It is impossible to ignore the emblem of hate and disdain that the president represents.
I am the least racist person there is anywhere in the world.
Out of Minneapolis, a Delta pilot arrested for allegedly showing up at the airport under the influence.
North Korea, the newest provocation, and it comes just days after they launched a new type of ballistic missile.
Paige Thompson allegedly accessed the personal information of more than 100 million Capital One customers. A forceful defense from General John Hyten, accused of sexual assault by a former top aide.
These allegations are false.
Live from Detroit, it's
the Democratic presidential debate.
Let us pursue our national promise and make a more perfect union.
I quite frankly don't think that that is an agenda that we can move forward on and win.
And we get out there and fight for it.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. It's on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers, thanks for that. Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market that has the New York Strip and the Prime and Premium on sale today, all the way through next Tuesday. I'm going to drop by the Fresh Market after the show and sell the other things so I can tell you guys about it. But I tell you, that New York strip is a great cut of meat. Really good. I get them to cut it real thick, about an inch and a half. Get them a little fat cap on there, and it is delicious. Let's go to Ritz. Oh, by the way, any caller can get in, including Ritz, in the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Well, it'd be $60 worth of goodies that Ritz would decide to put in there. I wonder what Ritz would put in there. Hey, Ritz.
Hey, put me in there. I get so excited talking about you, I forget to ask you to put me in there for the drawing.
Absolutely. Give me your month and day of birth, Ritz.
December 25th.
You got it. Oh, yeah. I haven't heard your birthday in a long time. What would you put in there? What are the kind of the goodies you would want?
Oh, well, just about everything. You know, I'm half Dutch, so I'm going to have to go for that Gouda cheese that
I've heard
much about. I've heard it's awesome. So, but I've been eating Gouda cheese my entire life, so I love that stuff. Especially when my mother would visit overseas, she would carry some back in her suitcase and give us all a little treat.
Ooh, I like that.
But anyway, the reason I called
is, sir.
Just before you went off air to commercial break, you said that exactly what the big danger is with this socialist move for medical care. When you take away the profit initiative, there goes all your innovation.
Exactly.
People are not going to do it because they're, you know,
philanthropic.
Terrible. Yeah, they're not going to do it. They're not going to spend their entire life in a laboratory or incur all these costs to buy materials and laboratories and everything just because they're charitable. No, they do it because they envision making a profit, a large profit, and setting themselves up for the rest of their life and perhaps their family. And so you might as well just cancel any ideas for a cure for cancer or any innovations for replacing worn-out limbs or, you know, it's endless. And as a matter of fact, everything we enjoy in this capitalist society came about more than likely, unless it was accidentally discovered, through hard work from people that were driven by the dream of profits. And that's why our society is so much more successful than all the other societies in this world. And that's why people in poverty are fat and have two cars and two TVs.
There you go. Yeah, and let me tell you something. A person challenged me one time talking about the profit incentive. He said, well, most of this stuff is done from research universities. I said, well, why do you think they're doing the research at the university? It's because then they get the patent on it and they make money on it. I have as a client of mine over in Tuskegee, he developed, and he was in the vet program there, he developed the injection that they use for dogs to this day for rabies. He's the guy who developed it. And he had passed away several years ago, but his wife is the client of mine, and she's still getting royalties off that. I'm talking about big royalties.
Yeah, it's amazing to think about how much innovation came from this country, and to, you know, that we've got a bunch of socialists out there trying to convince us that their way is better.
Exactly. Let me tell you something. It will, if they do, if you take out the incentive for medicine, then you're going to have the crappiest medicine ever.
Absolutely. And what person in the right mind would spend all that money and time and hard work getting the education to be a doctor when all they're going to do is make a socialist wage?
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
No, it isn't going to happen. It is not going to happen.
No, we'll be going to our barber for medical care.
Which is how it started.
That's right. Well, anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Rich, I've got your name in for the drawing, so listen in on Friday, okay?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday. Let me see how I can find this. Okay, this is Bernie on health care. And I want to tell you something. He leaves out some very important information here.
Congressman Delaney just referred to it as bad policy, and previously he has called the idea political suicide that will just get President Trump reelected. What do you say to Congressman Delaney?
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
5 minutes away from here, John, is a country. It's called Canada. They guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child as a human right. They spend half of what we spend. And by the way, when you end up in a hospital in Canada, you come out with no bill at all. Health care is a human right, not a privilege. I believe that. I will fight for that.
Okay, so let me tell you some things he's leaving out on old Canada. First of all, right at 70,000 people in 2018 left Canada and came to the United States to get health care coverage. Why? Because the average wait in Canada to see a doctor is almost 20 weeks. If you've got cancer or you think you've got cancer, waiting to get a diagnosis 20 weeks could be it for you. So what they do, and I saw people at MD Anderson from all over the world, but you had a lot of people from Canada and a lot of people from England. And it's the best health care in the world at MD Anderson, particularly cancer care. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bud. Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, sir.
Where are you driving today, big guy?
Well, I'm coming home. I am Prattville. I'm going to spend the next 2 days in Montgomery and Elmore, just driving the tractor, relaxing, looking at the stars, and being happy.
There you go. You deserve it.
Don't get no better than that. Let me tell you my endurance that I did with socialized medicine in South Korea.
Please.
I think I might have told you this before, but South Korea was the role model that Obama held up as when he was doing Obamacare. When I was there, I had to go to ER. Had a diagnostic process, and while I was in the ER, I was right next to a 1950s era iron lung chugging away. I had to get multiple blood transfusions while I was there. And there was about 50 people within a dormitory-style ER. There were four nurses. You had family members that were having to change assorted garments. There was one woman that bled out on the floor, and they took just a washcloth and wiped the blood up. No chemicals to kill it. When I was getting my blood transfusions, the nurse was not using sharps, guards, was not using gloves, was not using any kind of face mask to protect herself. While I was sitting there in the ER getting my blood transfusion, I was watching a spider in the fluorescent tube above me catch and eat flies in her spider web. And I was also looking at arterial blood spurts on the walls and on the ceilings. Had a very invasive diagnostic process during that time. I came to Alabama about 10 days later, was going on vacation, and they actually used modern techniques non-invasive whatsoever, yeah, you might in socialized medicine get the bare minimum that can keep you going for a little bit more, but you're going to have misdiagnosis. You're going to have the worst of possible of care compared to modern world, modern economies. You're going to lose the innovative that can add years to your life just so every single person can get a Band-Aid. Okay, you get a Band-Aid, but grandma dies because they've run out of budget for a quintuple heart bypass surgery like my mother had 7 years ago. Under socialized medicine, my mother never would have been able to get a quintuple heart bypass surgery because she was 82 years old, too much cost involved with that. Chances of living would be nil, even though she lived 7 years after getting that. So socialized medicine is just, it's a death penalty. I'm sorry.
No, let me tell you something. I have a lot of doctor client and friends. And what's going to happen is, as soon as you do something like this, you're going to have these boutique doctors who are going to say, look, I will take you on as a patient. I want you as a patient. You want me as a doctor. Let's get an agreement together. And the only way they can stop that is to outlaw it. But as soon as they do that, then you're going to have the pedestrian system for medicine, and that's you're going to destroy the medical system. Baptist Hospital isn't going to be able to be Baptist Hospital. You're going to have a private hospital that's going to take a place of that, and you're going to have the worst doctors at the current Baptist Hospital if it becomes a public health care unit. It is going to decimate it. And the only way they can stop that is to outlaw the boutique specialty doctors having a doctor-client patient relationship. And if you do that, then Katie barred the door. Cayman Islands, here I come.
I actually was a privileged member of that when I was in Korea. When I was having my initial internal bleeds, the COO called Ulsan University Hospital. He got me there, and I literally got in front of about 35 Koreans that were sitting there in chairs. They immediately led me to the back. But when I had to go to the ER a couple of weeks later, I was just like any single person walking in off the streets. And it's all about connections. Mm-hmm. And what we would be looking at in America is you have your politicians that are connected, be they Republican or Democrat, if you do away with the private medical system. And the connected and the bourgeoisie die.
Yeah.
I hate to put it that way, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And
you have a blessed day, friend.
Thank you, bud. I appreciate it. Ingenuity is what this country is all about. And you're going to have somebody who's going to crack the code on this thing because I am not going to put myself at risk by being in a public-only mass transit equivalent of a healthcare system. Ain't going to happen. I will leave this beloved country. There are already things on the books right now where doctors are going to go to off-island resorts and set up their practice there so they can go do business like crazy. And they're going to make a hell of a lot of money. I mean, there are doctors here that have already been thinking about that. And there are certainly companies, because I've been exposed to them through the real estate investment trust world, that are building portfolios, and they're ready to go because they know people are not going to put up. They're going to try to do it here in the United States with medical free enterprise zones, and they're just going to build these medical complexes, and they're going to get a state to basically quarantine them off. And if you're a patient and you're part of their service group, you're in. If not, you're not going to get through the front door.
And also to say healthcare is a right is just downright wrong. If not, being a little more charitable, it's quite a stretch. Because most rights, as we think of them, pre-exist government. That's the whole idea of most of the rights found in the Bill of Rights, with the exception of a few things called civil rights. And civil rights are the rights you have when you are essentially forced to deal with the government. So the rights found in terms of a trial, a speedy trial, and having representation, or rights to eminent domain seizures, you get paid. But there's no reason for the government to have to step in and take over the healthcare system. This is completely absurd, and I don't know of any other right that requires a massive federal intervention in all sorts of aspects of people's lives. And also to say healthcare is a right. Well, what part of healthcare, Bernie? Why do you draw the line? Plastic surgery isn't a right. Why? It's my healthcare, Bernie. Well, it's life or death. Like, give me a break. It's
well,
just
let me tell you, I don't want Bernie Sanders doling out my health care. I don't want Elizabeth Warren doling out
and
my
health care. And I love his confidence. I wrote the damn bill. Of course it's going to work. Yeah, sure.
Well, if it worked, why didn't it work in Vermont? Where
right.
They did
California.
This, and it didn't work. They had to stop it because it cost too damn much. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this. Whoa!
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is a message from the Emergency Stuffed Crust Warning System.
Cheese!
Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pizza now has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust for just $9. I repeat, it has 3 feet of cheese stuffed in the crust.
Cheese!
That concludes the message from the Emergency Stuffed Crust Warning System. Get a large Little Caesar's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Stuffed Crust Pizza for $9. Top four national pizza chains. Extra Most Bestest Pizza versus large round one-topping pepperoni pizza. Everyday standard menu prices. 3 feet of cheese before cooking at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Dan Morris Show. Any better than you did.
And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. 272-9228, that's where we are. And now our bodies are so close and tight. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tim. Tim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hello, how y'all doing today?
Very good, and you?
Oh, pretty good. I kind of got a question. Talking about the healthcare stuff and all, wouldn't that pretty much decimate the military if, you know, you get free health care, free college tuition, and everything else. Isn't that a lot of what the younger guys and or men and women that go into the service are going in there for those college incentives? And, you know, that gives you your medical insurance through the military and all that. So wouldn't that kind of start to decimate? Why would people have an incentive to go in if it was free college and everything like that?
I don't know. That's an interesting point. I don't know how influential that is on people actually signing up for the military. My take is, and we used to, a long time ago, we had some recruiters that would come in and talk to the audience every once in a while, and the thing that they would always tell me is that people want to do it because it's the type of job they feel that they can do and that they would be good at. And they were not doing it for the benefits, they were doing it because of the structure of the job.
Okay, well, that makes sense, too. Well, thank you for answering my question.
Thank you for calling, Tim. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Ta-ta. 2729228. Yeah, we got more. Let's see. Let's fit in another one in here. Let's see.
We've not done the montage, I think, on highlights or migration or the other healthcare montage.
Let's do the migration.
Okay.
This is kind of short, but it's interesting.
So immigration. The problem is that right now the criminalization statute is what gives Donald Trump the ability to take children away parents. It's what gives him the ability to lock up people at our borders.
Just to clarify, would you decriminalize illegal border crossings?
The point is not about criminalization. That has given Donald Trump the tool to break families apart.
If we decriminalize entry, if we get health care to everyone, we'll have multiples of that. Don't take my word. That was President Obama's Homeland Security Secretary that said that. But you are playing into Donald Trump's hands. The challenge isn't that it's a criminal offense to cross the border. The challenge is that Donald Trump is president and using this to rip families apart.
When I'm president, illegally crossing the border will still be illegal. And it's not just a crisis of immigration, it's a crisis of cruelty and incompetence that has created a humanitarian disaster on our southern border.
You did raise your hand in the last debate. You do want to decriminalize crossing the border.
So in my view, if fraud is involved, then that's suitable for the criminal statute. If not, then it should be handled under civil law.
If you want to come into the country, you should at least ring the doorbell.
Man. Okay, so where does Elizabeth Warren think that the law came from? Did it kind of appeared? Or maybe was it a piece of legislation that was passed in Congress? And the answer is it was a piece of legislation that was passed in Congress. And I love it. It's like, and it allows Donald Trump to rip kids out from their mother's arms.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Cruz was stopped at LAX, and this lady was just giving it to him. And all she was doing is parroting what these damn media say all the time. And, you know, I think the media has overstepped their bounds, and they have called somebody racist so much that... And they kind of go, well, white supremacy is jumping up all over the place. Well, I think what they're doing is they're putting such a juxtaposition of people that they're creating this vacuum that's out there. I think they have highlighted this so much, and they seem so out of control that people are feeling very, very frustrated by it. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
It never felt so good, it never felt so right. As we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Come on, hold on tight. Well, come on, hold on tight.
So it's all in love.
going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Orchard Bar down here on that beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. Y'all, if you hadn't been here, you need to get down here. We're easy to get to right off I-65 at North Boulevard. Then take that first exit. It's Louisville Street at the bottom of the ramp. Turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. And you're going to run in first. You're going to run into the new RV park we're putting in. That's right, an RV resort down here on the river. We're taking reservations. If you want to get down here and spend some time with us, call down here. We'll get your name on the list. We can call you and let you know when it's ready. And we're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We're renting out pontoon boats. Don't forget about it. We've got a good hamburger and a killer ribeye steak, not just seafood. So we can get a little something for everybody. And rent out those pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. And then we have a good time every Sunday afternoon. This week, we're bringing you in the Bridget Kelly Band. That's right. Bridget and her band will be back at the Capital Orchard Bar. This is their second appearance, and we're really looking forward to it. Some good old blues, and get out here soon. Y'all come hungry, because we're looking for you.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump slamming Democratic presidential hopefuls the day after 10 of them faced off in Detroit, tweeting they'll lead us into an economic sinkhole.
Tonight, the frontrunner and former Vice President Joe Biden will be taking center stage, and by his side will be Senator Kamala Harris, setting up a rematch after their feisty first debate in Miami. And this time, Joe Biden says he's not going to be quite as polite.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. The financier accused of sex trafficking makes his first court appearance since being found in his cell with neck bruises.
Jeffrey Epstein was in a Manhattan courtroom appearing disengaged from the proceeding. The major decision today was a tentative date set for a trial. That would be in June of next year. Several other deadline dates for discovery and oral arguments were also set.
Fox's Gernal Scott, the judge, also saying the trial could be later than June. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The search for raindrops goes on, and the chances of seeing a shower at your house are getting a little better. Today, another hot and humid day with a high around 95 and the heat index near 100. Okay, that's standard so far. Lots of sunshine with some spotty afternoon and evening storms for some lucky communities. Many communities will get skipped, though. Tonight's low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, the number of showers and thunderstorms roaming around will go up. In other words, better odds of getting wet with a high in the mid-90s both days. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, back to closer to a normal summertime forecast with rain chances averaging 40% over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I
272-9228, that's where we are.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say.
Let's do Marianne Williamson. Use the cut that's the montage and most Googled name from last night.
Some people here tonight, I almost wonder why you're Democrats. You seem to think there's something wrong about using the instruments of government to help people.
There is an injustice that continues to form a toxicity underneath the surface, an emotional turbulence
Ms.
that
Williamson,
only reparations
thank
will
you very much.
Do you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country? Then I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to see some very dark days. I don't think the Democratic Party should be surprised that so many Americans believe yada, yada, yada. It is time for us to start over. You can't fight dog whistles. you have to override them. And the only way you can override them is with new voices, something emotional and psychological that will not be emerging from anything on this stage.
Man. Most Google name from last night.
Oh, what's interesting to me is I'm listening is, of course, I ironically love Marianne Williams and actually find her personality quite interesting the more you research her. There's a reason she was very successful, say, on Oprah for years and has sold millions of books. That said, I'm going to be charitable here, Dan. Despite all the purple language and the crazy political policies, that aside, that's a big throat clearing, I know. There's a grain of truth to what she's saying to the other Democrats. And I think the reason Donald Trump is so effective and was effective in 16 is because he was a great persuader. He started with simple ideas and symbols. He got people to understand him. It's like, we're going to build a wall. Not we're going to secure the border and all this, like all the intricacies of immigration policy. Like, yo, you can't build a wall. No, we're going to build a wall. You can't build a wall. It just got 10 feet tall. It's very straightforward, simple messaging. And I think that's her point in a large sense is that y'all can sit up here and talk about your policies. You actually have to connect with people and get them to get around you. I don't think she's the person to do it. If she is, my God. But there is something to what she's saying that is actually a little bit true.
Interesting. Let's do the Elizabeth Warren, why supremacists should be domestic terrorists.
Oh, Lord.
We need to call out white supremacy for what it is, domestic terrorism. And it poses a threat to the United States of America. We live in a country now where the president is advancing environmental racism, economic racism, criminal justice racism, healthcare racism. The way we do better is to fight back and show something better.
See, that's crazier than Williamson, in my opinion.
Well, and what she's doing is she does is this word and she just globs onto it and then applies it to everything. You know, is economic racism, is climate racism, is everything is racism. They are so hung up on this thing, it's unbelievable. Man. Unbelievable.
And it's also, it is a very, maybe they're going tit for tat with Donald Trump here, but it's just whiny and shrill. And I'm not just talking about Elizabeth Warren because she's a woman. Bernie's the same way. There's this sort of, they think it works. I think it mirrors the president. I'm just now hearing that, and that was, oh my Lord, what the hell do you mean?
Yeah, really. But and they're just, they glob onto a word, and they just kind of keep going with it out here. Now listen how the moderates try to put forth sensible thinking.
America is great, but not everyone can access America's greatness. The systems that were built to lift us up are now suffocating the American people. The economic system that used to create $30, $40, $50 an hour jobs that you can have a good, solid middle class living now force us to have two or three jobs just to get by.
Let's get real. Tonight we debate, but ultimately we have to beat Donald Trump. My background, it's a little different than his. I stand before you today as a granddaughter of an iron ore miner, as a daughter of a union teacher and a newspaper man. Yes, I have bold ideas, but they are grounded in reality. And yes, I will make some simple promises. I can win this. I'm from the Midwest, and I have won every race, every place, every time.
Yeah, but except for this one, that was Klobuchar. And she was kind of a big zero that was out there.
I was about to fall asleep.
Yeah. It's and Tim Ryan. I think Tim Ryan is it's kind of getting himself confused. He will say the right things, but then not doing his hand over his heart for the national anthem. Not smart.
Oh, and even when he's in the middle of a sentence, you can tell his nerves are getting the best of him.
Yeah, and I think what he's doing is he's trying to say, okay, I need to say the right thing. I need to say the right thing. I need to say the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets over scripted. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Soja Boy. Hey, Soja Boy.
Hey, gentlemen.
He called us gentlemen, Joey.
I'm not
obviously
sure why.
Obviously, got the wrong number there.
I'm sorry, I got the wrong phone number. No. Hey, I was watching last night, propped up my feet on my little ottoman, wearing my Speedo, fan cranked wide open, jelly beans, adult beverages, my dog, my cat, watching a bunch of sorry clowns.
With exception of the Speedo, you were good. You were good.
I'd picture all that.
Yeah, really.
Hey, is Bernie there? Bernie Sanders, are you there? Is he in your studio?
What? What do you want?
Stop yelling.
He was yelling last night. He was yelling last night.
Well, I'll say it to you, since you're so sensitive, you snowflake. I'll speak it in soft tones. I know it's going to work because I wrote the damn bill, all right?
Hey, Bernie, what about... Yeah, you need to learn how to cut your hair, too, and stop picking on Mr. Trump's orange hair. I've never seen a comb over start in one state and end in another state. I'm telling you. Hey, I tell you one thing. Those a couple of moderates, like you just played that playback, they tried to say something that made common sense, and boy, did they get attacked.
They really did.
Yeah. Pack of them. Like a pack of wolves.
And here's the problem, is that if there was a moderate person from Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, who was watching that debate last night, and they saw that, the people that were the attackers, the Warren and the Bernie Sanders,
oh my,
they're going to go like, I can't have those people there. They're too over the top.
I'm gonna be like Michael Buffer. Tonight, we're going to be live and get ready to rumble. We're going to have part two of Crazy Clowns.
What do you think is going to happen tonight?
Well, I mean, you know, here's one thing interesting about it. Why was it not broadcasting on all the other major channels, only in CNN? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see it on any other place.
Yeah, that's good. Because I wanted to watch the rest of the Bachelorette, see who she was going to marry.
I was watching the Atlanta Braves whip up on the Washington Nationals.
See, we got more important things to do, don't we, Dan?
Well, I have pitcher in pitcher.
I tell you, I think tonight, I think Cory Booker's going to show his backside.
You think he's going to go after Joe?
Yep. And I think, is it Kamala Harris? Is that her name?
That is.
Oh, man, I think the two of those, I mean, everybody's, it's like a Kentucky Derby race coming right out of the gates.
And they're off.
And they're looking at each other, and the gloves are starting to get taken off. They're coming at. I mean, that first time they had it, it was all kumbaya and holding hands and kissing and like a big old, Woodstock love fest going on. But now we got the WWE, Joey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm in agreement with you. I think Cory Booker, if there's one guy that's the most dangerous, I think that he is the political suicide bomber.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to try to get close to Biden and blow him up. And it's going to. Question is going to be what's going to, and what tactic will they use?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the Democrat that's going to kind of infer that Joe is sleepy and older.
Sleepy, creepy old Joe.
I'm telling you, I'm looking for that, and I think that's what's going to happen. Swalwell tried to do it, but Swalwell is so squammy that he couldn't pull it off.
Well, let me ask you a question. Nobody's answered my question yet, and that is, why hasn't President Obama, who liked Sleepy Joe for 8 years and brags about how such a good job he did, that he's not endorsing him?
Because Joe asked him not to.
The Democrats have asked him not to?
Joe has asked him not to.
Oh, my goodness. Do you think that's smart?
I think it's a lie.
Dan, you're so straight up.
I know. I'll just put it out there for you, yeah?
Yeah, it's a lie. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and get off work. As soon as I get off work, I gotta go and wash my. I only have one Speedo, so I gotta rewash that one.
Okay.
Yes, and then I'm gonna watch it tonight.
You're on, buddy.
All right. You have a great day.
Ta ta. Let me go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
Pretty good. I kind of went back and looked. I taped that thing last night and went back and looked at it because I started to watch it then and I just couldn't. I can't sit through this again. Just a couple of things here. Bernie Sanders is going to stroke out one of these nights. I mean, it's just fun watching him when he says something and somebody contradicts him. Boy, just look at the look on his face. He's just about ready to, You know what I'm talking about.
I do. He gets, and as the night went on and people started kind of smacking him around a little bit, he got louder and louder and louder. And that last 20 minutes of the debate, he was literally yelling.
I mean, I like the part where they were doing the raise your hands thing. I mean, it was like...
make me like Hickenlooper more, where he kind of mocked him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Throw your hands up.
He's like an old curmudgeon that can't stand for anybody to say he's wrong, and he can't stand it. Everybody's wrong except him. He's right. You're wrong. He don't care what you say. And Elizabeth Warren is about the same way. She just... I sit there and watch those two, and I said, the average Joe sitting out there in the middle of America looking at that crap, there's no way they're going to put up with somebody like that being... either one of those people being president.
You know what I thought of last night? I was sitting there last night saying, I wish Don Markle were alive because I would call him and have him on the show today to talk about what he saw last night. He would have us in stitches.
You would call him pablum puking liberal.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, that just showed you, Dan, when the modern people try to say something, They just jump down his throat. So they do not want any moderation.
They don't.
They don't want it.
It's also the tone, if you don't mind, Jim. It's like the tone of voice. If their big message the Democrats are trying to push, the DNC is trying to push, is that Trump has divided the country, he's led us to this dark place, this hatred, blah, blah, blah. Then, like, if you're really going to unite the country with the tone of Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders from last night, give me a break.
And they, you know, the moderates that wanted to say, look, you can't take insurance away from 150 million Americans. And they just got, you know, they jumped down their throats. You know, they don't care. They don't care about the people that have got the insurance that want to keep it.
Elizabeth Warren actually said, we're not taking the insurance away. It's the Republicans that are taking the insurance away. And see, that's the kind of stuff that's going to get her in trouble. Because... it is not true, and it is talking about taking, Dems are talking about taking insurance away.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a lie. She just sat there and lied.
Yeah.
But, man, it was, I think tonight, the main thing for the night, because I can't remember who's on the night, except for Corey and...
Corey Kamala and Joe Biden.
And come on, that's going to be interesting to see if Booker and Kamala pinched Biden in the middle. You know what I'm talking about? If they're going to go at him, or after they have two black people in general.
Well,
if I'm
reading it right, literally Kamala would be to his right and Corey would be to Joe Biden's left, if I'm reading the polling stuff right.
Do you think they're going to gang up on him?
I think Kamala is going to be smart. I think she is going to wait to see an opening that she feels she has a clear shot. I think Cory Booker is going to create a moment. And I think, in Joey's words, I agree with Joey, I think he's going to overshoot the runway and he's going to screw up.
I mean, I wonder who's going to be left. I've heard some people say that there'll probably be about six of them left after these.
There's seven. There are only seven that have qualified for the September poll, the September debate. And as you're going to hear somebody talk about in a little bit, Ricky Moak, matter of fact, is that once you don't have that debate platform and you're not getting the free media, you can go do all the town halls and meetings you want to in Iowa and New Hampshire. You've got to have a big footprint. And these guys just don't have the money to do it with.
Yeah, well, I'll enjoy watching the a little bit of it, but I turned on the after thing and watched Fox and their comments on it.
I tell you who did a really good job this morning was Fox and Friends. They did an outstanding job talking about the debate, an outstanding one, better than CBS.
They do a good job. I thought Morning Joe did a great... I'm just kidding.
Yeah, bite your tongue. But you did notice that Joe was subdued this morning after the Mika rant yesterday, but he was very subdued.
Yeah, he's saying, who in the world did I marry?
Yeah, really, that was hilarious yesterday.
Somebody put a a comment on a message board. What's changed? Mika's wrinkles or the height of Joe's hair?
Whoa.
I mean, he keeps doing his hair up further and further.
Joey, let's Jim, thanks for the telephone call. Let's play something that Jim inspired. You know, let's go to a break.
Yeah.
We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Jones Drugs on East Main Street in Prattville for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Like a river that don't know where it's flowing. I took a wrong turn and I just kept going. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your money and you play your part.
Okay, let's pick up some of these other things that we've got here. Dark money and standing up. Let's listen to this. Elizabeth Warren considers dark money is everything wrong with us. We need to be standing up to corrupt businesses.
Washington, D.C. is captured by dark money, the Koch brothers, and others. That's been the fight of my career, kicking the Koch brothers out of Montana, taking the first case after Citizens United up to the Supreme Court, making it so that elections are about people. That's the way we're actually going to make a change on this, Don.
The issue of gun safety, of course, is that the NRA has us in a chokehold. But so do the pharmaceutical companies, so do the health insurance companies, so do the fossil fuel companies, and so do the defense contractors. And none of this will change until we either pass a constitutional amendment or pass legislation that establishes public funding for federal campaigns. But for politicians, including my fellow candidates, who themselves have taken tens of thousands and in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars from these same corporate donors, to think that they now have the moral authority to say, we're
going to take them on, I don't think the Democratic Party should be surprised that so many Americans believe yada, yada, yada. It is time for us to start over with people who have not taken donations from any of these corporations and can say with real moral authority, that is over. We are going to establish public funding for federal campaigns. That's what we need to stand up to. We need to have a constitutional amendment. We need to have legislation to do it.
Thank
and
you.
Until we do it, it's just the same
Thank
old,
you.
Same
Thank
old.
Thank you, Ms.
Let's stay with Marianne. Let's do that piece where we hit it up at the 22nd mark here.
There is an injustice that continues to form a toxicity underneath the surface, an emotional turbulence
Ms.
that
Williamson,
only reparations
Thank
will
you
do.
Very much.
Do you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country? Then I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to see some very dark days. I don't think the Democratic Party should be surprised that so many Americans believe yada, yada, yada. It is time for us to start over. You can't fight dog whistles. You have to override them. And the only way you can override them is with new voices, something emotional and psychological that will not be emerging from anything on this stage.
Breaking out of crystals. She's your favorite, isn't she?
In an ironic way, yes. No, and I was serious about a point. I think she's actually connecting in a more persuasive way than a lot of these other Democrats are. I'm not saying her policies are correct by any means.
Most Googled name from last night. Heading to our top of the hour break. Dan Mo Show on a Wednesday.
Dan Morris Show.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The Federal Reserve cutting a key interest rate for the first time in more than a decade.
The statement reiterates that the Fed will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion while continuing